USA News, I'm Skip Kelly. Pope Francis is offering a Christmas Eve prayer for peace, expressing concern for those suffering from war, specifically mentioning victims of the Israel-Hamas conflict and the war in Ukraine. He also extends his prayers to those enduring misery, hunger, and slavery. The Pope will lead Christmas Mass in St. Peter's Basilica. The Biden administration is continuing to speak out against anti-Semitic threats in the country.
The war between Israel and Hamas has led to a rise in anti-Semitism across the United States. The U.S. Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco joins ABC's This Week and says the United States is facing what she calls a very challenging threat environment.
We have seen a significant uptick in threats of violence and violence, particularly directed at the Jewish community.
The latest incident saw a Starbucks and a Walgreens in Oakland, California, vandalized with anti-Israel graffiti and broken windows. I'm Tim Berg.
The U.S. Food and Drug Administration is warning consumers about counterfeit versions of the diabetes drug Ozempic. The FDA has seized thousands of units of the product recently, and the agency advises wholesalers, pharmacies, and patients to check the product they have to make sure it's not counterfeit. The FDA and Ozempic manufacturer Novo Nordisk say they are testing seized products for information about identity, quantity, and safety. For more information and instructions on how to identify counterfeit products, you can check out the FDA's website. The period known as the most wonderful time of the year coincides with the highest incidence of heart attacks compared to any other time. Studies indicate a 37% surge in heart attacks on Christmas Eve, with a higher mortality rate attributed to heart attacks during the final week of December. Medical professionals attribute these trends to factors such as cold weather, heightened stress levels, and the tendency to overindulge in rich food and alcohol. This is USA News.
Every day, our brave military men and women, along with their families, make tremendous sacrifices for our freedom. Patriotic Hearts, a nonprofit organization, is dedicated to supporting these heroes and their families in their times of need. By donating your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts, you'll be supporting job transition and job fair programs, veteran entrepreneurship, counseling, and retreats for combat veterans and their spouses. Call 800-804-7211. You'll receive a tax deduction, and we'll arrange a free pickup at your convenience. Imagine the difference you can make in the lives of those who have given so much for our country. Your car donation will directly impact military families, veterans, providing them with the support they desperately need. Call 800-804-7211. You can become a part of something bigger. Join us in our mission to uplift and honor our military community. Call 800-804-7211 to donate your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts.
A U.S. senator is out with his annual Festivus complaint list about outrageous government spending. You won't believe some of the waste. Here's USA's Laura Winters reporting.
Kentucky Senator Republican Rand Paul out with his Christmas Festivus report, a list of ridiculous things the government wasting money on. The report reveals $900 billion in government spending waste. The NIH, National Institutes of Health, for example, spending millions on studies about Russian cats on treadmills and monkeys on meth. Also a study on transgender monkeys. Senator Paul doing this now for a ninth year in a row. He points out other wasteful items like photos of Barbies that were used as ID to get coronavirus relief funds, and the Department of Defense, he says, losing $169 million in outdoor stored military gear.
The Powerball jackpot is nearing $640 million for the Christmas Day drawing, with lottery officials noting an estimated cash value of $321 million. Christmas Day has historically seen only three Powerball jackpots won. This marks the fourth Powerball jackpot to surpass $500 million this year. And despite no jackpot winner in the last drawing, tickets sold in Arizona, Missouri, and Nebraska secured million-dollar prizes. That kind of money is worth a couple bucks, and you can't win unless you play. I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA, or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.